Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Phil? There's Phil. Welcome, Phil. We welcomed you earlier this morning. Mike did, but you weren't quite here yet.
In meeting my college. Anyway, Chairman Kennedy, members of the board, President Hogan, Chancellor Alan Mears, Chancellor Easter, and Chancellor Berman, and other distinguished guests, welcome back to UIC. To begin, I would like to add the voice of the UIC Senate in thanking Chancellor Berman for his services to the University of Illinois and wishing him all the best for the future. Although we have not had much interaction in the course of our Senate activities, I do know how respected and liked you are by your faculty at UIS, and that your calm and steady hand of leadership has been very much valued by them. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
At this point, I was also going to welcome Chancellor Cook, but I do not believe she is here right now, so I will save that our formal welcoming of Chancellor Cook for another time to UIC. Anyway, we do look forward to working with her in her role as Vice President of the University in the future. We all know this has been a very difficult year, and there is no doubt that the university is in a period of transition, yet things could be far worse. So we wish to thank Chairman Kennedy, President Hogan, members of the board, the chancellors for all they've done for us during this past year in these difficult times. Their hard work and influence has undoubtedly prevented us from having far more draconian cuts and more problems than we are already facing. And this needs to be recognized. So thank you again for your efforts on our behalf. We do appreciate it. Anyway, as you can see from the written report of the Senate activities, which you should have been provided with, I hope you received this report, we've had a very busy year, as have, of course, all the other two Senates, all three of us. But rather than dwell on the issues that we've dealt with over the past year, because I think we know what happened and everything, and you can read the report, I'm just going to focus on one issue which I think will represent a direction for our Senate during the next year or two. Article 2, Section 1 of the statutes, the document which, in fact, creates the Senate and is the reason that we exist, indicates that the Senates have authority to determine educational policy on their campuses. And this is something I think we sometimes get a bit distracted from due to these various other extraneous things that come our way. But the Senate does do a lot of work on educational policy issues, such as the approval of new courses, which you'll see indicated in the written report, and many of the other things which facilitate the educational mission of the university. Many of the things we do are really about helping the educational mission of the university, even though some of them do tend to be a little bit peripheral to that at times. A big issue this year, a few months ago, the CIC, the Committee on Institutional Collaboration, revoked the guest status of UIC. This caused great concern at UIC and led us to discuss the quality of educational programs offered by UIC. At the same time, the Chancellor and the Provost have a number of task forces working to evaluate all aspects of UIC, including academic directions, and they're looking at the quality of the academic programs offered in the various colleges. And although we are ranked amongst the best universities in the country, and indeed the world, we do know that we can do things better. But with a new Provost joining us at UIC soon, it seems timely to renew our focus, the focus of the Senate, on educational policy, as we, in fact, we are directed and empowered to do so by the statutes. So next year, in 2012, UIC, as we know it today, will be 30 years old. However, our roots are much older than this. In fact, with the Chicago College of Pharmacy, the precursor of today's College of Pharmacy, which opened in 1859, and dentistry and medicine a few years after that. So whether it took us 30 years to get where we are or 150 years to get where we are, UIC is an important powerhouse university by many criteria. So during the next year and beyond, the Senate will continue to work with you to ensure the success of UIC for at least another 30 years and hopefully another 150 years. So without taking any more of your time, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd say we all appreciate the interpersonal dialogue that we've had with you over a whole series of issues. That the report that you produced is a really great documentation of the last year together. It was really something to read it all, to think about all the things that we've been through, and we appreciate the support that you've provided us and the board and the senior leadership team and Mike and Paul and others. So I just want to publicly acknowledge that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, things are not always easy, but I think we're all trying to get to the same end. So
that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any old business? Is there any new business?
just had one suggestion for consideration. As a way possibly to engage our state legislature, I attended two graduations this spring, one at Rockford, one at Urbana, and was impressed by how uplifting the ceremony was, the excitement, the optimism.
It's great.
If we could do something as simple as invite our legislators to attend graduation ceremonies, I think it's a great way to showcase the profound effect on young people's lives this institution has. And, you know, maybe it would convince them of maybe a little more of our value to the state. So just as a suggestion for consideration for next year.
I think, I participated in a call with Cappy and others about that level of engagement, and that would be a great tactic to incorporate into the overall strategy, which I think she and her team have done a great job invigorating in the short time they've been here.
Great.
So
thank you.
I too think that's a great idea. Okay. Now we may ask Lauren Taylor to give us a quick update on the Alumni Association.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. And in fact, engaging the state legislature with alumni is one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about. I appreciate the additional opportunity to meet with this group over and above the usual annual report that I give, but there were two very important items of discussion at a recent University of Illinois Alumni Association Board of Directors meeting that I wanted to tell you about. The first is Illinois Connection, the Alumni Association's advocacy network with which I hope you are all familiar. It's our grassroots effort using alumni and student volunteers to gain support for the U of I among state and federal legislators. We're proud of both its growth and its success. Some of you may remember that this program was very small when we took responsibility for it just a little more than 3 years ago with fewer than 400 participants, all of whom were from the state of Illinois. Today, we have advocates in every one of the 48 contiguous states, including one in Montana, Chancellor Berman.
Does he need a course?
That was our successful Big Sky initiative this last year. And I'm pleased to report that we now have 10,326 advocates, and that number continues to grow. And we keep them busy, too. This year, we entered the federal arena for the first time in support of the Pell Grant program and national research funding when both were facing major cuts. Illinois Connection advocates generated more than 3,000 contacts with legislators throughout the country, and in the end, neither program suffered significant reductions. We've also been in contact with state elected officials recently concerning our fiscal year 2012 appropriation. In fact, more than 2,500 letters, phone calls, and emails were sent to state legislators, and as you know, the General Assembly just passed legislation to fund the university at a level nearly equal to last year's appropriation, a far better result than what had been proposed earlier, as President Hogan alluded to earlier. The second item for you to be aware of, and it's also something that we've been discussing a little bit today, is the board's discussion of strengthening relationships with alumni in China. The association has recently added its second director who resides outside the United States in Dr. Bo Zhang, an Urbana campus graduate and prominent businessman who received the International Alumnus of the Year Award in 2008. In just 1 year, Bo has traveled four times from his home in Beijing to attend board meetings on all three of our campuses and has introduced us to many successful Chinese alumni that the university had lost contact with. He has convinced us, as he has convinced Vice President and Chancellor Bob Easter, that a physical presence for the University of Illinois in China would produce great dividends, and that the sooner we act, the better. To that end, the Executive Committee of the Association's Board of Directors will soon be sending you a formal expression of its support and endorsement to further strengthen relationships with our alumni in China, to establish a physical presence there, and to seek advice and counsel from our good friends like Dr. Bo Zhang. And we too look forward to participating in those discussions. Now, we don't want to limit our support and endorsement of international alumni relations to China, but because of the education we've received from Dr. Zhang, it's something that's become even more heightened in our awareness, and something Chancellor Easter and I have talked about a number of times. So we believe there are wonderful opportunities for us in China, India, and many other countries. So I thank you for this few minutes and appreciate your attention.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it. We enjoy the partnership, and we look forward to working with you in a larger China strategy.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, we're getting close to the end. We're going to convene the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each of our meetings. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speakers begin, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers are happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for Q&A as appropriate, and I'm always happy to meet with any of them. We appreciate the fact that we have guest speakers today, and we particularly appreciate the fact that we have two of them. I'd like to call the first, Dana Dan Messer.